There were a lot of issues discussed in the Republican presidential debates last week on Fox, but agriculture was not one of them. The closest any candidate got to mentioning agriculture was when Dr. Ben Carson talked about his idea of a proportionate tax system.
We need a significantly changed taxation system. And the one that I've advocated is based on tithing, because I think God's a pretty fair guy. And he said, you know, if you give me a tithe, it doesn't matter how much you made. If you had a bumper crop, you don't owe me triple tithes, and you'd had no crops at all, you don't owe me no tithes. So there must be something inherently fair about that, and that's why I've advocated a proportional tax system.
Immigration was an issue that many candidates spoke to during the debates, but none in terms of comprehensive reform that would allow for needed seasonal workers for agriculture. And while there was a question related to the EPA, no candidate addressed overregulation. However, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky came out with his first radio ad last week that is now airing in Iowa and specifically targets EPA's clean water rule.
Hi, this is Rand Paul. Obama's looming Waters of the U.S. regulation will place 97% of Iowa land and every farm under greater control by the federal government. And the implications are devastating. For Iowa farmers, even the smallest of these regulations will cost thousands of dollars and years of delay, effectively transferring management of Iowa farmland to the EPA. On day one of my presidency, this regulation will be repealed, and we will again unleash the American farmer to do what he does best, feed the world.
We might hear more from the candidates about agriculture this week when the vast majority of them from both parties are scheduled to speak at the Iowa State Fair. 18 were confirmed as of this past weekend, which is nearly everyone except frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.